Blog Talk Radio.
Thank y'all very much for listening to us. It's been a pleasure to play for you. Thank you so much. On the guitar and some of the vocals, Mr. Gintrow on the guitar and the vocals. On the bass and some of the vocals, Mr. Keith Mosley. On the drums, the apartment Q258, Mr. Jeff Sykes.
Welcome to Friday Night Specials with Diane Lenning. This is your host, Diane Lenning, coming to you live from the United States of America. We are so glad you're with us tonight. We're looking forward to a good show together. Let's bow our heads in prayer together as we say the Lord's Prayer found in Matthew 6, verses 9 through 13. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Let's continue to pray in our own words. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this opportunity to share together with people around the world who are a part of God's family. We're all children of God if we've received Jesus as our Savior, and we're so pleased and grateful for the opportunity to share the good news, the gospel, and to reach out to others around the world. And we pray, Lord, that you would bless your children of God. Lord, that you would anoint those who want to share the word and become ministers. And that you would connect them with people who can teach them how to be pastors. And help them to learn to be taught by the Holy Spirit. To hear and to know the voice of the Holy Spirit, whom you sent, Lord Jesus, when you ascended into heaven, as our friend, our guide, and our comforter for the rest of the days. And Lord, we pray that you would give greater understanding to your scripture as we approach the end of time. We pray for healing among those who are sick. Lord, that you would touch them right now in the name of Jesus and heal them in Jesus' name. Lord, we praise you and thank you for it. Thank you, Lord, for the healing touch of those you are touching right now. Lord, we pray you would comfort the heartbroken, the depressed, the oppressed, and the lost. Lord, we pray that you would draw those unto you by your Spirit who have yet to come to know you as their Savior. Lord, we pray an anointing for the speaker tonight, that the word will be especially full of understanding for all the listeners. Lord, encourage our people around the world in knowing what is ahead, that their days are indeed a part of God's plan. We pray for those who are struggling to make a living, Lord, that you would help them to be blessed financially and to have the stamina and the good common sense to know how to do good business efficiently, to be able to provide for their families. Lord, we pray for the leaders of the various countries around the world, that you would woo them unto you by your Spirit, that they may come to know the Lord Jesus as their personal Savior, and that those who live under those governments would know the kind hand of the Lord God Almighty. We pray for those who are possessed of demons and who are led and directed by the prince of darkness. Lord, we bind those spirits in the world and loose the angels of God to fight on the behalf of Christians and to woo unto those to know the Lord. Give them opportunity and understanding of how to come to know the Lord Jesus, we pray. All these things in the precious and wonderful name of Jesus Christ, Son of the Lord God Almighty. Thank you, Lord, praise your name, Jesus. This is Diane Linning, your host, again here. So glad you're with us here tonight, or for some of you it's in the morning. For me it's late evening here in the United States. And I'm looking forward to this show tonight because it has some different scripture that we're going to read that goes along with the book of Revelation. It helps give some understanding to it. There are scriptures throughout the Bible that support and add to the book of Revelation, which we're studying right now. So what we're going to read tonight is in Matthew 24 in the New Testament. It's the first book in the New Testament, and it is still in our study of Revelation because it supports and adds to it and helps explain some of it for better understanding. Chapter 24 of Matthew is when Christ foretelleth the destruction of the temple and what and how great calamity shall be before it. It also talks about the signs of his coming to judgment, the wisdom of watching like good servants and expecting every moment our master's coming. Now, this is all in relation to the book of Revelation. So I'm going to take a little time tonight to read this supplemental chapter to you. It is long, so I will probably read a portion of it and take breaks. It is 51 scriptures, and it is meaty and full of good information. So we're going to find out some more information tonight about the end time. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, See ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, what shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you or lead you astray. And that verse is for us today as well. We are going to see many unusual and differing things happening in the next 10, 20 years. Many of us will live to see it. And it's important that we do not let man deceive us or lead us astray, but we stay on the track, heaven bound, to be with the Lord. Verse 5. Why does he want us to be careful? Because for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many, and lead them astray. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. And in this last century of 100 years, we have seen many wars and continue to this day to see many wars and rumors of wars. Verse 7, For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences, as earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows or travail. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Remember when Jesus Christ was hated by his own people, the Jews, them not totally understanding who Christ really was and how important he was to them? Well, Christ suffered through the cross. And we can remember that in times if we are afflicted or persecuted. Verse 10, and then shall many be offended or stumble, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. Have you ever wondered why people hate you and you're a good person and you haven't done anything wrong and you haven't done anything to harm them, but yet they hate you? It's because of the Christ, the Lord Jesus, they see in you, that you are of God's kingdom and they are not. They are of the devil's kingdom. The scripture says you're either in God's camp or you're in the devil's camp. There's a scripture that says that, which we will eventually get to, I'm sure. Verse 11. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity and sin shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Remember we read not too long ago about how the Lord would rather we be hot or cold and not lukewarm, because the lukewarm he spews out of his mouth. Verse 14, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. I believe that we today are right in the midst of what it says in this verse 14. It says, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Now, I don't know how many days, weeks, or months this time of preaching to the world will be, and exactly when the end will come, but we are close. We are approaching that time. For the Lord God has given us ability now to reach every person around the entire world. Verse 16, then let them which be in Judah flee into the mountains. Actually, it says Judea. Let them that be in Judea flee into the mountains. Now, Judea is in Israel. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. So this is when the time of great tribulation occurs, and I believe we are approaching that time. Many have begun experiencing it already. 22. And except those days should be shortened, there should be no flesh saved, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. So in other words, because of God's elect, he will shorten the days. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. Don't believe it. Christ returns on the Mount of Olives, and when he returns, all will know, but there will be those before who try to say they are Christ, but they are not. For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders. In other words, there are going to be people claiming they're prophets, claiming they're Christ. They'll even have great signs and wonders that they will be able to show, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive or lead astray the very elect. So if they're false Christ and they're false prophets, they're not getting their power from Christ. So they're getting their power from the evil one. Remember, Satan has some power. It's just that Christ's power is greater and will overcome the evil one. Verse 25, behold, I have told you before, wherefore if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers. Believe it not. In other words, they're going to be saying a lot of different things, but don't believe everything you hear. Pray and let the Spirit reveal to you what is the truth, and let the truth be a witness in your spirit. Verse 27, for as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Now let's say that again. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth into the west, that tells us that the Son of Man will come from the east. 28, for whosoever the carcass is, there will be eagles gathered together. 29, immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Well, we are about halfway through that chapter, which we're going to finish reading in a few minutes. But let's take a break and let's hear a verse or two of a song, and let's just meditate and worship the Lord together. Let's hear, Lord, I Lift Your Name on High with Stuart Townsend. We'll be right back. Now, many of us have heard for many years about the day when Christ shall return. The scripture tells us we will not know the day or the hour or the time, but the scripture does give us indicators, and we are going to find out tonight what indicators to look for. There, I just read verse 29 in Matthew 24. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, shall the sun be darkened. That, when that happens, everyone will know. And the moon shall not give her light, and everyone will know that. And the stars shall fall from heaven, and everyone will know that. And the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with great power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. So you've just heard in three verses there a description of when and how the Lord Jesus will return. Let's read some more. Verse 32. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. Now why would they just insert in here, after hearing the most wonderful coming event of the Lord, why would they insert a parable about a fig tree? Well, it must be significant. Otherwise, it wouldn't be inserted. So let's listen. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is nigh. So likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that the time is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Well, I don't know if that's our generation, but the indicators certainly are looking toward that being a strong possibility. Verse 35, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Heaven and earth shall pass away. Did you hear that? But my word shall not pass away. Perhaps heaven and earth as we have known it up to this time will be different and rebuilt, even more wonderful than it is today. Let's keep studying and find out. 36, I think this might be the verse I was alluding to earlier. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not even the angels of heaven know that time or hour, but my Father only knows. 37, but as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. In other words, they didn't know exactly which day the Lord was going to close up the ark and start the flood, but God knows. 38, for as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. And I would say it's somewhat similar to that today in the world. 39, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. In other words, a lot of people are not either going to believe it or have no idea or not be aware that Jesus Christ is returning. 40, then two shall be in the field, the one shall be taken, and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken, and the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth cometh. So this is speaking about what many people have termed the rapture, in which the Lord cometh and taketh away his children of God from the earth. But know this, that if the good man or master of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household, to give them meat, food, in due season? Blessed is that servant, whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find doing. Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. But and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, My Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour when he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So when there is understanding that they have been left behind and not caught away with the Lord during what people have termed the rapture, there are people who have heard about it, and they will weep, and there will be gnashing of teeth, because they will realize they have missed the coming of the Lord and have been left behind. Don't be left behind. We're going to give you opportunity later on in the show tonight to ask the Lord into your heart and become a part of God's family, so that you won't have to be left behind, that you can be caught away with the Lord Jesus Christ, like all the other family of God. We are going to take a break and come back and read a chapter in Revelation tonight, because this is and has been a study of the book of Revelation. We want to read some out of Revelation tonight as well. So let's listen to In Christ Alone. We will be right back, and I hope you will enjoy this and worship the Lord. In Christ Alone is sung by Joanne Hogg. Let's worship together. I'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Ground.
praise the name of the Lord. We worship you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. We look forward to the day of your return. Give us strength and power to overcome the evil and darkness and to make it to the end as children of God. Bless the hearts and lives of those who are yet to be martyred, Lord, that you would give them the strength and the courage to stand for you, we pray. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In previous weeks, we have talked about the beast and the mark of the beast, and how the beast number is 666. And that we are not to take the mark of the beast in our forehead or our right hand in order to enter into the kingdom of God with the Lord Jesus. We read chapter 14, but it is so important. I'm going to try to read 14 and 15 tonight because they are so meaty, or such center of that kernel of truth and what is going to happen here in the future. In chapter 14 it says, "And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000. Remember, that was 12,000 from each of the 12 tribes of Israel, having his father's name, his name and the name of his father written in their foreheads." That would probably be the name of the tribe. "And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers, harping with their harps." That sounds like music. "And they sung, as it were, a new song before the throne, and before the four beasts, living creatures, and the elders. And no man could learn that song, but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault or blemish before the throne of God." Now, guile here, it says in my Bible, it also is synonymous with lie. So in these people, there is no guile, no lying, and no blemish. They're without fault. "And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel, to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation, and kindred, and tongue, and people." That tells me we're all going to know about this, no matter where we live. "Saying with a loud voice, fear God, and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. And worship him that made heaven, and earth, and the sea, and the fountains of waters. And there followed another angel, saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, Babylon the Great, because she which hath made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication." That's an interesting description of fall of Babylon with fornication. Now, there is a line of truth in that perhaps Babylon has fallen. Wouldn't be the first time, though. It has fallen before, but Iraq has fallen in the battles in this last decade, and that was around Babylon. So it could be that might be the time this is talking about. "And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image, and receive his mark on his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. So if you want to be with God in the hereafter, do not take the mark of the beast in your forehead or your hand. The reward will be great, no matter how difficult that be. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night, those who took this mark, who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. That is a very strong word of everlasting torment. And I think it's indicative of the choice here that each man or woman will face. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, speaking to John, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. And I looked, and behold, a white cloud. And upon the cloud one sat like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. A sickle is like a curved blade. And we're going to see in a minute what that sickle is for. Verse 15, and another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, thrust in thy sickle and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe, indeed overripe. That is the era I believe we are in right now. We are reaping the harvest. The angel has given us the knowledge that it's time to reap the harvest. And he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. And another angel came out of the temple, which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. And another angel came out from the altar, which had power over fire, and cried with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, thrust in thy sharp sickle, and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth, and gathered the vine of the earth, and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. Now that verse is very symbolic of what is to happen. The harvest is the harvest of souls for Christ. And yet, the souls are likened as grapes. And the grapes are put into the wine press, to serve in the wrath of God. Let's see how that happens. And the winepress was trodden without the city, and blood came out of the winepress, even unto the horse bridles, by the space of 1,600 furlongs. Well, that's the end of that chapter, and we're going to have to read the other chapter tonight to find out more what that means. But symbolically, it sounds to me like Christians may be persecuted in that time, and yet they will serve a purpose that God has in his plan. Because it says, and cast it into the great, great winepress of the wrath of God. How great is our God? Let's listen to that when we take a break, and we'll come back and read the next chapter. How great is our God, by Bethany Dillon. Worship with us. How great is our God. Praise the Lord. Great women in my life as a child. I remember my grandma Ruth Roerig, her maiden name was Turner, Ruth Turner Roerig, who was a pastor of a church in the 1950s and 60s in Santa Ana, California, who gave all of her inheritance to buying a church and to spreading the gospel in the area as far as her ability to reach with God's blessings. And her sister, she had a large family, but I'm mentioning these two, and her sister Ava Turner Mahoney, and her son Ralph Mahoney started World Map in Burbank, California many years ago, over 50 years ago, and Ralph's daughter and son-in-law, Wendy and Frank Parrish, today are still operating World Map, and their main thrust is to teach people around the world how to be pastors of their churches, and they have a program called the Shepherd's Staff. And their website is www.world-map.com. And I have a caller. And usually most of my listeners are the type who listen later in the archive, but I'm going to let you talk with us tonight. And let's say welcome to our listener. Please say your first name only. Don't give me your last name. And what country, what state and country that you live in. Hello, caller. Hold, wait a second. It hasn't clicked on. Let me try again. Hello, caller. How are you?
Hi. What's up?
We're on a radio show right now, reading in the Book of Revelation, talking about the end times.
Yeah, my name is Bob, and I'm from New York.
Do you have a question?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask you, does the Book of Revelations have anything on niggers tonguing my anus? Because I really like when...
Well, evidently, these people have called in to harass us. They've targeted us, and unfortunately, I don't have the ability to erase that. I'm so sorry, and I'm not going to be able to allow any of these other callers to speak, because all of a sudden, I have four callers who have obviously planned a little mean thing here. This is the head of the devil rising to attack the good in the world, and this is what the Bible's talking about. This is the battle against good and evil, about the kingdom of God against the kingdom of the devil. And I hope that all you people who have called in will consider tonight receiving salvation and being a part of God's kingdom, which will win in the end, and we will have a heavenly reward of living with Christ. And I'm going to say the salvation prayer and give you a couple of scriptures about that. The scripture says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." John 1:2, "But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God." And it says you must be born again in order to enter the kingdom of heaven. No matter who you are, no matter where you're from, you can receive Jesus Christ into your heart as your Lord and Savior tonight. And if you'd like to do that, say this prayer with me. Dear Heavenly Father, I know that I have been separated from you and that I have been walking in darkness. I want to step out from darkness into the light and walk this life with Christ as a child of God because of what you did for me. You died on the cross and shed your blood for my sins, and I receive your forgiveness right now, Lord. I am willing to turn from my way of walking in darkness and walk your way, stepping into the light. Lord Jesus, I now invite you into my heart as my personal Lord and Savior. I will follow and obey you as the Lord of my life all the days of my life. And I thank you for God's best gift of eternal life. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. I hope that good word got to those who called in and attempted to disrupt our show. But that's okay. I hope you heard the good word. We understand that there are many people in the world torn between deciding between what is the way they want to live. And we pray for you and your souls that God will woo each one of you who called in by his Spirit and convict your heart for the lives that you live that are outside the realm of God's kingdom. God wants you to be a part of his family. but he gives you the choice. And I hope you will make the choice to receive the Lord Jesus into your heart. Praise the Lord for that opportunity to share God's word with those who are outside God's kingdom. We're going to take just a little break and we'll read a little bit more from Revelation, but as you see, it can be unusual to take callers, but we're willing to do that sometimes at knowing that risk because we want to meet and talk to everyone who wants to talk to us. Perhaps they'll get enough about the Lord to think about what was said and someday change their mind and accept the Lord Jesus as their Savior. We pray for them right now in Jesus' name, Lord, that you will continue, Lord, to work with their hearts and spirits. And, Lord, help them to come to know the Lord in Jesus' name. Let's take a break. Here I am to worship. And we'll be back in a few moments. Here I Am to Worship is sung by Tim Hughes. We'll be back shortly. Stay with us.
Darkness, open my eyes, let me see beauty that makes this heart adore you, hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I together one.
more short chapter, chapter 15. It's only 8 verses. And we're talking about the 7 last plagues. And then we'll be praying together tonight at the end before we finish. So we're so glad you're still with us. And we praise the Lord for the opportunity to share the good news with others. Chapter 15, it says, "And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, 7 angels having the 7 last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of God. And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, standing by the glassy sea, having the harps of God." Wow, what a wonderful sight that will be. We're going to see them that had gotten victory over the beast, and over his image, praise the Lord, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. That means, sounds to me like singing of the wonderful things of the Lord. Yes, and the next verse says, "And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou art only holy. For all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. And after that I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was opened. And the 7 angels came out of the temple, having the 7 plagues, clothed in pure and white linen, arrayed with precious stone, pure and bright, and having their breasts girded with golden girdles. And one of the 4 beasts, or living creatures, gave unto the 7 angels 7 golden vials full of the wrath of God, who liveth forever and ever. And the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power. And no man was able to enter into the temple until the 7 plagues of the 7 angels were fulfilled." Next time we'll hear more about the fulfillment of the 7 plagues and the vials, and we'll be reading in chapter 16 and onward to the end. And from time to time we might supplement, like I did, according to the urgings that I feel each week. And we're going to take a moment to pray for all of my friends around the world, but especially my co-host who hasn't been able to call in the last few times. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray for John from Kenya, who oftentimes is able to call in. Lord, we pray that you would bless him and encourage him and give him the ability to be able to call in to interpret the word of revelation for those who speak Swahili. And we pray, Lord, that you would bless him financially and his family and his friends and his community. Lord, that he will remain focused on the Lord Jesus first and his university and other things thereafter, remembering that God is first in our lives, and when we keep God first, the other things fall into place. We pray for every person, Lord, who hears this message tonight, that you would bless them and draw them unto you, Lord Jesus, by your Spirit. If they are ill, Lord, we pray for a healing touch, that they will become whole and well in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Lord, that they will have opportunity to meet together with others in their area and worship and read the Word together. And that the Holy Spirit will sweep around the world in Africa and Asia and Russia and Europe and the Western Hemisphere as well, Lord. Let the people around the world feel the sweeping of the Holy Spirit, we pray. And Lord, we pray that the Pope, even though I'm not Catholic, that the Pope will be anointed and used of you, God, to meet the needs of people, whoever hear his voice and in his church organization. We pray for anointing upon the Pope, Lord, that you would direct his every word. And we know, Lord, and believe that leaders around the world will only be able to do what you, Lord God, allow them to do. So we trust that the end time will not be a fearful time for Christians, that it will be a time of witnessing and observing the great and almighty power that you have, Lord God. And we thank you for the time to look forward to when we will all be together in the new Jerusalem. And apparently, from what the scriptures say tonight, a new heaven and earth. Because the scripture tonight said there was an old heaven and earth. We look forward to the new heaven and earth, dear Lord, that we can all be together as one family of God and body of Christ. Give each one the ability to work with anointing in the part of the body of Christ that you have chosen for them, and help each individual to be at peace and at rest with whatever job or position you have assigned us to do, because we know in all your wisdom you know the best place for each one of us. We pray for Maria in Thailand, Lord, that you would bless her as she helps educate the youth in her home country, and help her, Lord, to fulfill the plan for her life that you have for her. We pray for our other co-host, Nancy, Lord, that the one who speaks Thai for us, Lord, and Kui, who speaks Vietnamese, and John Paul, who speaks Urdu, and his father, Lord, we pray blessings upon each of them, that you would give them a new fervor and a new blessing in the Lord for doing this part in the body of Christ that you have asked them to do. And may thousands and millions of people come to know the Lord because of the word and the gospel we share through this medium and this technology. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's just worship together the last couple of minutes as we say goodnight to each other. And let's just praise the Lord, have a time of praise and worship. Just say out loud your praises to the Lord. Lord, I love you. I praise you for your mighty acts, your mighty works. We praise you for the powerful God who you are. We're so grateful to be in your family and to be your children of God. We pray, Lord, that you would anoint us and bless us and give us the strength and endurance to make it to the end, to have the strength to not take the mark, either in our forehead or our right hand. Lord, help us to stand for God and make it to the end so that we can reap together the rewards for being the children and family of God. Thank you so much for it. Let's just listen to this softly in the last minute or two and just worship the Lord in your own spirit, quietly. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We pray for those all men, Lord, that you would tug at their hearts, them unto you by your Spirit, that they would receive the Lord Jesus as their Savior from the word they've heard. Hallelujah. Until next time, this is your host, Diane Linning, coming to you live from the United States of America on Blog Talk Radio. You can find this show again to listen again at www.blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Linning. And you can listen to any of these archived radio shows 24/7, any time of day or night. As long as you have a computer, you can log into that and look for Diane Linning's page. And you can scroll down. In the year of 2012, we have readings in the book of John. And you can find out all about being a Christian and the life of Christ and the life that He wants us to live as a Christian. We have said in several languages, in Swahili, in Chinese, Thai, Lao, Spanish, and you can hear in English on every show, the plan of salvation. I've tried to do that in every show, and we hope that you will, if you haven't already, listen to the book of John. Start back in the first lesson in 2012, either January or February, 2012, I believe it was February. And you can hear John chapter 1 from the beginning and go clear through the book in your time frame and schedule that's convenient to you. Thank you for being with us. Again, this is your host, Diane Linning, broadcasting to you live from the United States of America, reaching out to the entire world, but on Friday nights especially to the Eastern Hemisphere of Kenya, Africa, the Mideast, India, Thailand, Asia, Japan, Malaysia, Russia, Turkey, Israel, and Europe, England, Holland, Denmark. We thank you for being with us. Remember, God loves you, and I love you. Take care. God bless. Bye-bye.